Good morning and welcome to episode 9 of TBP Talks. This week it is all about the fierce females and the girl bosses out there, as it is International Women's Day this Friday. So we thought, what better way to celebrate women and highlight the female entrepreneurs than chatting to the very talented girls from the blog The Four of Us. So for those who maybe aren't familiar with it, The Four of Us is a multi-award-winning blog run by three very gorgeous European models, Annabelle, Zara and Jeanette, and they are here with me now. Hello, ladies.
Hi. Hello.
How are you all?
Good, very happy to be here.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you for having us.
So as expected, our listeners are probably thinking, why is there three of you when your blog is called The Four of Us? So do you want to quickly explain the concept sort of behind the name? Because I think it's such a cool and unique idea and one that you guys came up with. So it just needs a bit of an explanation, I think.
Yeah, so originally I was running my own blog, and so was Jeanette. And we were kind of helping each other out, but we were creating the exact same content, only Jeanette would write it on her blog in her own words, and I would do the same on mine.
And in Hungarian.
Yeah, in Hungarian, and I would write my blog post in Norwegian. Then I met Annabelle, who also really wanted to start a blog, and we were like, okay, let's do it together, but 3 years maybe not enough. And so Annabelle brought in another model called Margot, who's French. So we were four originally.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there was an actual...
There was.
It was like the classic kind of pop group.
I feel like it's like Destiny's Child kind
it
of like
losing.
Falling out.
No, there was four and now there's three.
Exactly. No, but it was great having Margot there, but she decided to move back to France because her career was kind of moving that direction.
Right.
And a lot of what the blog is that we are doing things together here in London. So it just wouldn't work having someone in a different country. And she knew that and decided she didn't want to do it anymore. And we were like, that was a bit of a stupid name then, going for the four of us. Should we change it?
We bought the domain name.
We bought everything. It's all set up.
And we were still really new, so we could have changed our name because we were just starting out anyway. But Jeanette came up with the idea of having a guest blogger. It's like, why don't we just bring in a fourth person and keep changing them around? Because no one is doing that, and we were looking for something different anyway.
Unique.
Yeah. We started with it about 3 years ago, September.
Yep.
October. September was our first guest.
And that's how it was sort of created.
Yeah, and it's kind of become one of our most popular features on the blog.
Yeah.
Hence the four of us.
And I think that, like you said, it is really unique because there's so many blogs out there, obviously, nowadays with influencers and bloggers, but having that sort of new or fresh face every month that you can bring new ideas to the blog is really nice and really unique. So presumably being models is sort of your appearance and having a healthy lifestyle of big importance to you, and sort of is that naturally one of the key focus points that you cover on the blog?
Yes it is. Well, being models, obviously we are so close to the source of amazing tips from hairstylists, makeup artists, stylists, photographers even, that we just thought it would be, you know, natural to have that as a focus for the blog as well. And it's obviously, yes, when you're a model, this is something that you focus on a lot.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing being a model, because you can't, if you're not getting jobs, you can't like study more or go to a course or something. It's all down to your appearance.
Yeah.
So that sounds really superficial, but in our career, that's literally the only thing I can do to improve the chances of getting a job is like going and color my hair. So obviously it becomes important to us in terms of our work, and therefore it's natural for us to write about that on the blog.
And so with the guest blogger, who do you tend to feature, and sort of how would you go about choosing who to have on your blog?
So in general, anyone who's inspiring, so inspirational people. Sometimes people write us and apply to be a guest blogger, and we look into what they do, what their profession is. But often they are people which we have met over the years in the industry, people we know. It can be a photographer, like in February we had a photographer, for example. It can be a sports person, nutritionist, a different model, blogger. So anyone really who fits the concept of the blog.
Yep.
And what kind of content would they have to bring?
So ideally they should talk about their profession. So if they are, let's say, a makeup artist, they can talk about new beauty trends, for example, and we always try to collaborate with the guest blogger if it's possible. So when it's a photographer, we try to do a photo shoot together. If it's a Pilates teacher, we do a Pilates session and maybe even film that and give some tips on Pilates and how to stay healthy and what type of Pilates are around and stuff like that. So it's totally up to them, really, what to write, but we ask them to give us about 3 to 4 blog posts where one is the introduction of who the person is. And sometimes we also have brands who guest blog for us.
Fantastic. Yeah. And where do you guys gather your inspiration from? Because, I mean, what is your secret to keeping the content up to date, engaging, fresh? How does sort of, why do your followers come back?
Well, I think living in London, you are surrounded by inspiration everywhere you look. There are people from all around the world here. Just sometimes, you know, you'd walk down the street somewhere in central London and you see someone wearing something amazing. You think, oh my goodness, I'm going to try and create a similar look and do a street style post on it. But it is obviously hard to find inspiration all the time because we all write a blog post each a week, which doesn't sound that much maybe, but that's like every week you need to think of something new.
3 years, yeah it gets quite
that's the thing, intense. It must be so hard to keep that fresh, but yeah, I guess being in London and there being three of you, maybe you're trying new things, and but like you said, it's your career at the end of the day.
Exactly. And after a while you're used to keeping your eyes open and constantly are looking for inspiration. So even when I'm walking down the street, I will be looking at everything around me, but it now comes natural to us,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Or any conversation almost that you're in, like even if I'm back in Norway with my friends and they're like, oh, isn't it typical when this happened or something, I'm like, oh, that's actually a really interesting point you have there. Are you okay if I kind of take that and write about it? And they're like, yeah, of course, that would be great. So you just, you're constantly trying to kind of pick up on new things.
And what do your audiences tend to love the most? Is it your beauty hacks or is it fashion? What do they kind of seem to really enjoy reading?
I think it depends on the platform. Like on our blog, I can see we see a lot of traffic on beauty-related content. And a lot of people find us through Google search as well. So like we try and review a new products that are quite, you know, accessible on the high street, for example. But on Pinterest, it's growing massively for us, but that's mainly around fashion, the fashion aspect. So we know if we do a street style shoot, that content is just going to like be spread very quickly on Pinterest. So we try and mix it up to make sure that we cover all of the bases.
And talking of platforms, just in case people don't know you guys, is it mainly your blog and Instagram that you use, or sort of how important would you say Instagram has been as a platform in propelling you guys in your career?
I think it's been the most important, really, because that's how brands find us, for example. That's how we can also collaborate with them through Instagram, doing takeovers, giveaways. So this has been, other than I think YouTube videos as well, but Instagram has been the most important to us.
Yeah, we've found as well, just working with influencers, that brands are mainly now asking for Instagram content out of anything. And I would say sort of 4 or 5 years ago, it would be much more blog content. So that's really interesting to know that a lot of your collaborations come through Instagram.
Yeah, and most brands don't even now, as much as in the past you said blog posts were important as well, nowadays they find it secondary.
Definitely.
So yeah, you're right. That's really where it's going.
Yeah. So what have been some sort of notable moments within your blogging career? It could be a brand collaboration or a favorite partnership. It could be something you've worked on individually or as a three. What's something that's sort of really been a highlight for you guys?
In April 2018, we won the UK Blog Awards, and that was like a massive Well, that was
such an crazy.
That was crazy.
A massive moment for us. It was just massive.
So unexpected.
Were you shortlisted and you went to the awards? Anticipation.
Yeah. I was even telling my boyfriend, like, oh yeah, it'd be nice if you want to come, but don't worry about it because it's not like we're going to win or anything. And
that's quite nice to go like that, thinking that, because you have no expectations. So then when you win it, it must have been amazing.
It was great. And it was, and the crazy thing was, it was in like three categories. So one of them, we were highly commended. So that was like the the runner-up, I guess.
Yeah.
And that was in lifestyle. But then in fashion and beauty, we won. And then at the end, so we were already like going
Yeah, we didn't
nuts.
Even know that was a third option.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, the host was like, and now the most, like the biggest prize of the night, we have looked over all the different categories, because obviously many categories, and we have picked out one like ultimate winner. And we're like, huh? Did she say something? What did she say? Because we're already already desperate to go out and celebrate that we already got a first and a second place in other categories. And then they shout out the four of us, and we're like, what?
Oh, what, that's amazing.
So it's going to be kind of hard to top that, I think.
Yeah.
But in terms of brand collaborations,
do you
guys think?
Maybe Lindex?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this Swedish clothing brand, they have a few shops here in the UK as well called Lindex, have done two collaborations with us now. We are really trying to work on long-term partnerships with brands because we think that kind of has a bit more depth to it, and it's good for our readers to see that we are kind of true to the brands that we decide to work with. And we just shot some content for them during London Fashion Week now in February, which has gotten really, really good has
engagement.
Thank you. I believe it's
that important word. How
could I forget? I believe it's because Lindex only have one official page, which is their like international page, and I believe
Lindex has another other Instagrams. I think they have Iceland as well.
Oh, yeah, okay. But the Lindex official one got over 200,000 followers.
Yes,
and that's where we've been featured.
Oh, fantastic!
And one of the images they posted of the three of us during London Fashion Week got over 4,000 likes, I think, and it's done really well. And
that's
we got
fantastic.
An email straight back saying like, this picture
I think it's
been
the most likes
exactly,
that's so fantastic. So that's definitely a highlight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very pleased.
Yeah, it's lovely when you put a lot of work into something and seeing that you know the brand is happy and the engagement is high. So.
Mm-hmm. And that job, we could tie it in with our February guest blogger, who I said before is a photographer. So she took the images.
Oh, perfect. So you tied it in.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Yeah, worked out really well.
And how do you guys tend to pick and choose who you work with? Because I think it's been quite a hot topic at the moment with influencers or especially sort of celebrity influencers, that they kind of will grab any brand collaboration that they can because the money's there. So how do you guys stay authentic and true to the brands that you work with?
I think it comes down to this long-term relationship again. If you are lucky enough to have a lot of offers coming in when it comes to collaborations, you kind of have to look at all of them and think, okay, which one here are the ones that we truly love, and say, okay, if you guys are willing to have a bit more long-term relationship with us, we are happy to turn down other things. And that is definitely one of our main goals for 2019. And we're already starting with that a bit, trying to revisit other brands we've worked with already that we know that we already love and are familiar with. Because when you do see accounts that has like every day is a new brand, a new ad,
new beauty brand they promote.
It's my
scientific
face cream.
Yeah. It's like, okay, this is not really authentic.
Yeah, and exactly. And I think followers and audiences are becoming so aware now because it's such a massive platform. Everyone's on it. So I think a big trend in 2019, like you said, is going to be brand ambassadors and sticking with a particular brand. Mm. Do you guys have any tips that you've learned along the way when it comes to collaborating with brands and sort of building a rapport with them and sort of keeping that sort of long-term good relationship?
So we figured out that it's very important to try and meet the client in person. So they get to know you and your personality. That's exactly what we did with you
actually.
Because, of course, we can start and have a conversation via email. But when you happen to be in the same country or in the same city, then I think it's the key to meet and then go from there. if you have a pitch, then really work hard on that and present that really well and have everything thought through and try again, like, to work on a long partnership and maybe have even two more ideas in this pitch and say, okay, look, if we work on a 6 month basis or 1 year, we have two more ideas we could create during the period.
Yeah.
Also try to be very flexible, because a client do have often a tight timeline or deadline.
Yeah.
And try to hit that. Always get back in time with emails and don't wait like in a week and say like, oh, sorry, you know, I was away, or you
being
know,
really like, punctual.
Yeah, be on it, be structured with your work as well, and just try to be as professional as possible.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm.
I think another question as well that our listeners will be really interested to know is the amount of creative sort of flexibility you guys have with briefs. So have you worked with brands that have given you quite a flexible, like, creativeness to be able to put your own stamp on it, or has the rules and regulations been kind of strict?
I think they've mainly been quite open for us to...
Very flexible.
And, like, for us to style it the way we think is the most suitable, and that is definitely how we prefer to work.
Yeah.
I think if we've been booked more on a kind of modelling basis, because sometimes brands will come to us and they're not that interested in us kind of using our platforms, but the main thing for them is they want to have us three modeling as the four of us, and they can put on the posters like modeled by the four of us, and obviously us posting it is an aspect too, but then because they're using it for their actual campaign, we probably wouldn't have as much say.
Yeah. But so would that be classed more as a modeling job rather than like an influencer?
Right, so we can't really take like a creative direction.
No
That's fair enough.
But if it's kind of our pitch, we every time we speak to a brand, like Annabelle said, we always want to really try and look through what they can offer, and maybe what are they doing already that is doing really well, and what are they doing that can be better. And, and then try and come in with a really good idea, and then usually the brand goes, okay, yes, we want that, which immediately gives us freedom.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, so that's a good tip, I think, to always be prepared.
No, definitely. Mm. And if you could advise any first-time bloggers or models or content creators, sort of anyone listening that wants to sort of enter the influencer space, do you have any tips that you could give them?
Oh, yeah.
How to start out?
I think in general, like, be really patient, because I think when we started, for us, it was very much, we wanted to do something social and stuff. So it wasn't all about like growing and earning money and stuff in the beginning. But then you put in a lot of work. So you're hoping that that's going to be...
Absolutely,
an aspect of it as well. But then it doesn't happen overnight.
And I think that's a really good point. How long have you sort of been working at this to get to the point you are now?
I think if we count from day one, when we were all four of us, and then, you know,
the original four,
that not working out, and then we took a bit of break to kind of recap and think, okay, do we want to continue? And then all in all, taking that into account, I think it's been probably 2 years until we really could see kind of a career here, or like a future for us as a business. But then obviously we have had times like, my goodness, we're putting in all this work and we're not seeing any return. Are people even reading our blog? And then suddenly
are
it's
we just
all...
writing it for ourselves?
It's like, why do we do it? But I know it's cliche, we know how they say, like, you roll a snowball up a hill and it's really, really heavy because it gets bigger and bigger, and then so when you come to the top, you tip it over, it will roll downwards and then faster and faster. So the idea is that in the beginning it can feel really heavy and
it's
exhausting,
like a uphill slog.
I get
the metaphor.
And then like once you get the ball rolling, it's like things just starts to work out.
Definitely.
But that takes time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So patience.
So what long-term goals do you guys have for the four of us? And did you have any sort of goals and aspirations when you first started out, or has, like you said, it sort of grown authentically and now you're really putting some goals in place?
Right. So when we first started, I don't think we particularly had giant goals, but as Sarah said, then we started realizing, okay, people are liking what we do, and we really do enjoy doing it. So, you know, what they say, when you love what you do, that is not working.
It's not a job, yeah. Mm.
Exactly. So, but now we obviously that realized how much we do love what we do. We have long-term goals such as having our own brand that is either beauty or fashion or both.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be the goal.
The ultimate
goal where we work towards the...
That's fantastic. And coming back to the topic of International Women's Day, it's something we obviously celebrate, entrepreneurship, being your own boss, but like we said, it's no easy road. Can you tell us about any hurdles you've maybe faced along the way and how you've overcome them?
I think... Obviously, at one point we had to start a business together, financially, because there will be tax implication in place and things like that. We couldn't just kind of be three friends doing it as a hobby anymore. So, of course, then you have to sit down and look at all of those things.
Is that something you guys had to teach yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's good for other influencers to know, though, because it's not straightforward, is it? There's a lot of things that come with it. So.
Not at all. When you have to figure out, for us, we had to create, for example, a partnership because now we're not one person.
Yeah.
But again, most bloggers are by themselves, so that doesn't apply. But a lot of things we had to learn along the way.
Luckily, we were all self-employed already. But I think if an influencer or a person wants to become a blogger and starts earning money, at one point, they have to put or at least be self-employed if they're not already.
Absolutely.
And there is a bit of hassle, you know, registering and you have to have your accounts in place, all of that. Not all always just going to events and taking lovely photos.
Absolutely.
You spend hours in front of your computer doing admin stuff as well. So I guess it's a bit of a hurdle, but it's something that is definitely overcomable.
Yeah.
And kind of you get a bit of mastering feeling of
that you've done it. Yeah. And I'm sure there's pros and cons to modeling and being influencers. How do you sort of plan your weeks? Because I'm sure no day is the same. I'm sure every day is different. So how do you stay on top of your schedules and your collaborations?
I mean, planning ahead is key, isn't it? And we don't always manage to follow this.
Last minute photo shoots, for example, can come.
But what we figured out only a few months ago, it helps to have a posting schedule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Sarah is in charge of this and she writes down who has to post on what day.
That's very prepared.
So you know, okay, on the 12th of March, I need to have a post ready.
Right.
Because otherwise it's sometimes you miss it. It's I thought it's your post before mine. And yours is not ready. I'm I need to create content for it. Can you help me last minute? You know, the other day you were shooting something and then...
The same day I posted.
So that can happen as well. Really last minute.
That's fine. We've done that with our blog.
But we're just giving us deadlines. Ourselves. Because there's no one sitting there but they're not posting weekly. You know, this is just us. We want to following this routine. And then on Instagram, ideally we post once a day an Instagram post, and stories, usually we try to have stories up all the time.
And how do the three of you work from one Instagram account? Is there one person that runs it?
Yeah, so we have Jeanette who's running the Instagram. She's in charge of this. But we also give her some inspiration images or the pics from our blog post.
No, obviously. You guys send it to me from your blog post, your favorite pictures. Yeah. It's not me deciding from all these pictures, this is the one that goes up.
Yeah.
So
the
content, of course, it all comes to me. I'm just putting it together in an app where I can see how beautiful it will flow and how pictures will look next to each other. People, I'm sure you do that as well.
Yeah.
And then just scheduling and all of the rest. That's me. So it's easier to, if it's one person, because otherwise it can get a bit messy.
Yeah. Use an app called Unum for Instagram, and it's, so Jeanette always puts in all the pictures for the next, 2 weeks in there. So if I'm curious to see what's going to happen on our Instagram account. I have the login for the app as well, and I can just see, that looks really nice. And I can see, and she always makes sure that each of our blog posts are kind of taken into the plan. So, so it links together on Instagram and the post.
Another popular question we get asked is, the apps that influencers use to edit their photos. So do you have some particular favorites that you could recommend?
I think all our, like, we tend to like different apps. Yeah.
Which one is your favorite?
I really like to use Color Tone.
I've never used that.
Not heard of that one. Okay.
See, Color Tone. Randomly found it on an Instagram advert, actually.
Oh, wow.
And I'm really loving it. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Color Tone. What other ones?
I, Annabelle, love Visco.
Me too. Mm.
And I've been using it for years. I think because when first Instagram came out, I think about maybe even 8 years ago, because I was in Australia, I was about 20, 21. And I used it there, and I uploaded like 4,000 images on this private account. I still have, but I haven't been using it. But yeah, over the years, obviously more apps came out, and then I started using Visco, and this is the only app I use for editing.
Yeah, I think that's a really popular one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I have it as well, and I really love it, but I just find, for me... Mm. That it's so much options that I'm like, I get a bit overwhelmed. While with this one, there are some extras that you can purchase, but I tend to use maybe the first two filters.
Yes.
And then it's just so much easier. And also, when I go to Visco and I'm like, oh my God, I love this as well, but I love this as well. And it's just so much for me that I just think, oh, maybe that's a bit overwhelming, and that's why I used the other one. But it's an amazing app. So
your stories, actually, your Instagram stories always look great. So do you have some apps for them?
Yes. Yeah. We use Unfold.
I love Unfold.
Isn't it
so good?
It's a great
one, isn't it? Yeah.
And then Storylux is something we just discovered. Really, really cool.
Nice. So those are your favourites.
It is.
Amazing. Yes. And lastly, as we are coming to the end, do you ladies have any plans on Friday to celebrate International Women's Day?
I wish it was something more exciting, because it is a really awesome day, but I am working. I'm going to be on a photo shoot.
Girl boss, working her way through the day.
I will be shooting probably 60 different dresses in one day, so it's going to be an intense one. Yeah.
What's that for? Are you allowed to say the brand?
Yeah. It's a regular client. It's called the Pretty Dress Company.
Very nice.
Yeah, so it's kind of e-commerce imagery, so it'll be all right.
Fantastic. What about you guys?
Well, I haven't made any plans yet, but maybe if Annabelle is off, then we can...
Yeah, I don't have any plans together.
So why not?
There you go.
Yes, you two will be hanging out together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or maybe
you should drink up some shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we pick you up at the shoot and we go somewhere.
In a pretty dress. Well, ladies, it's been such a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much for coming and featuring on TBP Talks, especially with, obviously, International Women's Day. It seemed the perfect fit to chat to you guys. So thank you.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. That's all for today, but thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back with another TBP Talks episode soon. Bye, guys.